Innisfail, Doug Boss could not be happier when the 500,000 lights at his zoo were shut off last month. His ambitious 2-month-long inaugural Light the Night show had ended, but he and his staff are already planning for next year. "As we speak, we are building new light displays," said Boss, the co-owner of Discovery Wildlife Park, told the Alberton on February 1. "One of the biggest things that made me the happiest was the comments we got from the public, saying how much Innisfail needed this and thanking us for doing it. The public appreciation was just overwhelming. One of the comments we've been getting from everybody is that you can't see it all the first time. There's just so much there," he added. He said on February 1 that 95% of the 15,000 feet of lights, displays and signage from the Light the Night display have been taken down. "It was definitely worth it. We will be doing it again," said Boss. The inaugural Light the Night show, which had been planned for almost 2 years and cost more than $100,000 to get off the ground, ran 7 days a week from November 19 to January 18. The light show featured more than 25 kilometers of strings of lights and more than a score of colorful, unique light displays. Last year, he initially hoped to attract 10,000 vehicles with up to 30,000 people at $30 a carload to tour the 2-kilometer route of magic and wonder that boasted at least 500,000 individual lights. In the end, Boss said the final figures showed a total of about 6,000 vehicles came through with 26,000 visitors. The estimated total revenue was about $180,000. What was also important was that the light show proved to be a tourist destination for out-of-town visitors, with many coming from Edmonton, Calgary, Fort McMurray and BC. "Some of our regular customers flew in from Fort McMurray to come and see the lights and some flew in from Kamloops," said Boss. "It was amazing where the people come from. It wasn't all local people. Thousands of local and regional citizens did come though, and the Light the Night attraction not only proved to be a success for Innisfail but a project Boss believes is worth continuing, as well as one that will evolve and grow. Definitely happy. Definitely happy. There's no doubt about it. We are going to grow it," said Boss. "One of our plans is to add hayrides to it. We tried to do hot air balloon rides but that did not work out due to the weather. So next year we want to do hay rides where we are in control of that. It's not so weather sensitive." He said Light the Night also presented the opportunity to hire 6 additional workers, and keep 3 more staff members employed instead of being laid off. "So, it was very successful that way because keeping those people on full time instead of seasonal was a huge asset," said Boss. As for the next regular season at Discovery Wildlife Park, gates will open on May 1.